Texte numéro 103. The EU's set menu membership model is failing. It's time for an à la carte approach. For the first time in two decades, EU governments could soon be ready to embark on reforms that would make the EU unrecognisable. 27 leaders agreed to lay the reforms needed before Ukraine, Moldova, Georgia, and six other candidate countries of the Western Balkans can join. The accession of countries may be a long way off, but preparing for it makes radical internal reform inescapable. The crises of the past decade, from the Eurozone crisis to Brexit, COVID, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine, have tested Europe's ability to respond collectively to international challenges. The EU proved its resilience with decisions on measures like new EU-wide taxes to fund COVID recovery, joint procurement for vaccines and weapons, and an emergency system to welcome Ukraine's war refugees. Yet its joint responses also revealed the limitations of a system created for another age. Despite the inadequacies and the growing signs of strain, governments have resisted any genuine reform of the EU's internal structures. Too often, they have muddled through, invoking emergency measures with little democratic scrutiny. The EU is also vulnerable to constantly being taken hostage by member states' national agendas, from migration to grain imports, undermining its ability to act and its overall authority. Not only does the EU lack the powers it needs in key areas and appear insufficiently accountable to its citizens for newly acquired responsibilities, it is also under attack from within. Over the past decade, the EU has proved incapable of taming rebellious member states like Poland and Hungary. The next enlargement offers an opportunity to make the Union independent in a menacing new world order and capable of leading on the climate emergency. EU leaders appear ready to rethink the Union's future and its governance framework. Two parallel initiatives are put forward. While being complementary, they respond to different logics. In the EU Parliament's vision, all members must be pressed to integrate more closely or leave the Union. The Group of 12 flips that logic. It contemplates four distinct tiers of membership. To preserve its credibility, the EU must move away from the paradigm of set menu membership towards a new understanding in which each country accepts to integrate, but on the basis of a more à la carte menu of possible arrangements. This suggests that prospective members choose the degree of integration most suitable to their needs, but that current members could reconsider their commitment to the EU. While incoming countries remain free to choose which circle to join, respect for the rules is not negotiable. Hence, it would be possible to exclude a non-compliant member from a given circle. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2023.